Jake, I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of jealous. Now, maybe things have changed a little bit, but the 2A West this year really looks interesting, and I'd like to know your opinion on it.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think it's really interesting because, you know, I don't know if you guys saw the Max Preps Top 25 come out yesterday, which was, I'm sure you guys like Star Valley being at top, and I think Star Valley is one of the best teams in the state for sure, and probably in that top five. But the fact that we didn't even have a 4A team until, I think, ninth place kind of made it laughable.
Yeah, it really was.
You know, yeah, but that's all to say, I saw Mountain View listed number two, and of course, that's based largely on what they did last year because Max Preps, unlike you and I, they don't have a real human covering the state. It's robots coming up with these numbers, I think. So it looks like it, on the paper, you know, you got Mountain View so dominant last year. What are they going to do this year? And Patrick Schmidt of Wyoming football, he hasn't picked to go to the state championship again this year and lose to Bighorn, which just bumped up from 1A. And I can't really disagree with that. I think Brett Walk is an outstanding coach, and what he does is incredible. His staff puts in so much work, and they've really built a culture there. But I saw this varsity team that will be Mountain View's varsity for the most part last year. Well, I saw a lot of them. A lot of the second team guys came in, and I think at least early on, there's going to be a little growing pains of scoring the football as opposed to, you know, last year it was impossible to keep Mountain View out of the end zone. It's going to be an adjustment. So I think right off the bat, when you look at that, Mountain View, I think they'll be toward the top, but it's going to be more fun for some viewers to watch because it's going to be a little more competitive. It's not going to be a blowout in the first quarter. I think they're going to be toward the top. Bighorn really makes me excited. Moving Bighorn and Cokeville up from 1A to 2A, yeah. I liked how they said, hey, no nine-man for us. I don't care if we've got 30 people in the school. We're going to find 11 who play football, and that's what we're going to do. Because Cokeville, even last year when they were a bit down, was still a very strong team, and at the end of the year they were there at the state championship. Bighorn has got some athletes that compete at any level, and they've got some of those returning as well. I think Lyman is going to be pretty good this year, too. I think that they've got some kids who come back. They lose Hagen Lamoureux, which really hurts from a running back standpoint, but they've got their quarterback back. The younger brother of the quarterback, McCoy Smith, is an incredible athlete, and I'd be interested to see if he's grown an inch or two because he's going to be a great receiver at the 2A level. So I think Lyman's going to surprise some people. I really do. I'm very excited. I think the 2A West is going to be very deep this year. And as a whole, 16 teams, 8 make the playoffs. That adds so much fun right off the bat for a high school football season. You got to win. The regular season's like college. It's the playoffs.
It does appear that there's going to be a little more parity across the board in the 2A West this year. Let's talk 3A while we have you as well, Jake. You mentioned Star Valley. I'm the type of guy that says the king is king until you knock him off. So I think Mountain View deserves to be in that conversation because that's who they are, and Star Valley the exact same. But Star Valley's kind of in a similar 25 seniors leaving last year. Yeah. For Star Valley, but you still have the same coaching staff. You still have the same starting quarterback and a group of core that you can put around him. So when you look at the 3A in Wyoming, what jumps out to you?
Oh, man. Well, I've got a couple of questions. One, I guess I don't have too many questions about Star Valley just because I've seen a little bit of who's coming back, and I think they're pretty good. Man, they've just rebuilt so well, haven't they? I mean, I think Star Valley is going to be very tough. And I put them at the top of 3A to start in my preview. That's who I'd put at the top. But 25 guys to replace. There's, I think, like Mountain View, even if they do end up at that spot at the end of the year, it's not going to be as smooth right at the beginning, I don't think. I think there's going to be a little bit of growing pains in there. A question I have is, what does Jackson Hole and Powell bring back, and what do they look like this year, I guess? You know, Jaden Cox is, that's a tough hole to replace. And with Powell, the season they had last year, I know the Wyoming football previews again had them toward the top and in the top five, and I think both of those teams will be in the preseason top five for Wild Preps when we see it come out. But I've got a lot of questions of when the games actually start, and boy, we hope they do. What do those two teams look like? And does it open the door for maybe a team like Lander Valley, coached by John Scott, you've seen the track record of success he's had everywhere he goes. Year three could be scary for Lander. They could be really good. I'm interested to see what Buffalo does. They lose a lot. They lose, I think, 7 All-Staters or something like that. But they bring back some really good athletes as well. And at the two-way level, they were a really good two-way team, obviously, last year, only couldn't get past Mountain View. But Mountain View had 3A, 4A athletes on it as well. So I think Buffalo moving up is a pretty good team to add to the East. And do we see a resurgence by Green River? New coach. They have some good athletes this past couple of years, despite their 2-6 seasons. But a new coach and a lot of excitement that I've seen in this program, can they make a little bit of a jump and try to get back into the playoffs? I think title talk's a little early for them, but just trying to get back to 500 and then try to make the playoffs, I think the West is so loaded. I haven't even mentioned Cody, and, you know, Cody's always good. It's just going to be fun.
Well, I'm with you, Jake. When you look at some of the teams, like, to me, Powell seems to just kind of find a way. They obviously had some extra motivation last year with Ethan Asher and wanting to win for him and things like that. But then Jackson, I don't know how you replace Jaden Cox. I'm with you because he let's just be honest, he's a special kid. He was a special kid on the field because he had the speed and elusiveness, but then showed a durability. I mean, I don't know how many times he carried the ball, a million? He carried the ball a million times.
Yeah, it's about.
I don't know how you replace that. They do have Sadler Smith coming back that they're touting as a quarterback. He'll probably be a 3-year starter. It's just so tough to replace someone like that.
Yeah, and you get the Dawson kid coming back, and you know, you guys know, you got a Dawson on your team. You got a stud athlete. So
he's a moose.
yeah. They've got. Is he a junior this year?
Yeah.
So I think the West is stacked, and then on the East, I think you've got Lander, but that's how I see it.
Jake Kipper joining us this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. Time for one more question, Jake. Let's talk volleyball. You have a great pulse on that as well. In both the 2A and 3A ranks, who do you see as some of the top competitors in volleyball?
Well, 3A-wise, Douglas, they've got Allison Fertig back, and I've seen that she's a wall in the middle. She is a really good – we know how good of a basketball player she is. She's really underappreciated until you see her play volleyball. They struggled last year losing a lot of athletes from that state championship runner-up team from 2018. I think that would have been the year for that. So when she gets 3 rotations in the front, and when she comes out, it's a bit of a – there's a bit of a drop-off for that front-line defense, but Douglas is going to be in there. A team I covered last year, Mountain View, they return everyone but 2 players, and their leading hitter from a year ago is Allie Rinker. She's back. Their setter is just a junior and 5'10", 5'11", Camry Hutchins. They've got length on all the way around. I like that they can run a 5-1 rotation, which just means that the setter plays all the way around, which means that you got a setter who can block a little bit. I think that offers more consistency for the hitters because they don't have to get used to a setter's touch from one side to the other. I really like what Mountain View could potentially do with a lot of now senior and junior leadership who last year were sophomores and juniors, and then one freshman who will now be a sophomore starting at right side or maybe outside, Ashley Timms. Lyman, they failed to make state last year, but they knocked off a Pinedale team that was very good on their home court on senior night. And to mention that, on the west side, Jamie Streit is possibly the best player in the 3A at volleyball. She's an incredible player. So if Pinedale can get a little bit around her, they could be in the conversation. East side, Rollins lost a few players, but they come back as the defending state champions, and they've got a Jerome girl coming back. I think Jordan Jerome graduated, so it'd be her sister who's coming back, and they lose quite a bit, but they've got enough that I think they'll be the top dog on the east side. 2A guys, I'm not too sure on necessarily at the 4A level. I think Kelly Walsh. it sounds like it's an easy pick, but I think it's Kelly Walsh East because I love the way East has rebuilt their program. and Kelly Walsh. I mean, they are the program to beat. They are the gold standard in volleyball. I'm very interested to see what Star Valley can do, though. I think losing Otessa is one thing, but, you know, losing Olivia Muir the year before was a worry, and then Otessa comes in and jumped up from the outside hitter two to the one position, and then they bumped McKenna Brogue over from the right side to outside hitter. And I really like the way that looks. So, you know, McKenna Brogue's probably going to have a lot more hanging on her this year as far as how many sets she's going to see. She may approach 400 or 500 kills this year if Star Valley runs a similar system to what they did last year. But on the west side, outside of Kelly Walsh, I think Star Valley probably, I like their coaching staff and I like their tradition, probably going to be right there for a chance to be in that regional championship match.
Jake Kibber joining us this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. Jake, we appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us this morning.